Our Christmas party continues. Jimmy Rankin, he's from the Rankin family. Canadians know them very well. He's on a nationwide tour for Christmas, and he's joining us on the line right now. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Jeremy. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well.
Good. Now, just before the show, I was trying to do the math. Are there more Rankins or Santa's reindeer?
Well, there were 12 of us, so yeah, we had a very large family, so that made for a lot of chaos and mayhem and fun at Christmas time.
Now, okay, so we're mid-December. Are you like me? You've got a lot of people to buy for, obviously, then. Have you started your Christmas shopping? I have not.
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance. I've been out touring since mid-November, so it's just been flat-out show after show, day after day. So I do have a few days before the big day when I get home, so I'll have to do some cramming.
Now, do you plan, do you make a list, do you just hit the mall and go, okay, this would be perfect for so-and-so? What's your plan of attack?
Well, fortunately, my wife does a lot of shopping for me because I just don't have the time. But I do have some key gifts to get because I have kids and, some key family and friends. So, and, of course, my wife. So I will make a list, and I'm sort of been mentally preparing myself when I do get the time. But it's going to be fast and furious.
Do you know what my excuse is? Feel free to use this one. Is that we just take a lot of more. We take a lot more time planning it, right? That's going to be make it more special rather than just buying anything. Doesn't work for me though. You can use it.
I'll try it.
All right. Let me know how that goes. But obviously, I mean, family hugely important to you. And so, what are some of your favorite memories then from childhood?
Well, my mom, you know, it was always a huge deal in my house. My mom, you know, my parents made a big deal of it. My mom always started preparing for Christmas in the fall, and she would start baking. And then eventually, you know, all of my siblings went off to college, and everybody would, for the most part, come home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. And at one time, we used to do midnight mass. And that was a big deal, and we were Catholic, of course, so they had used to have a beautiful mass at midnight at the church in Mobwood, and the church was all decorated, they had a Christmas choir, so that would take an hour or so, but when we got home from mass, my mom would have a big meal prepared with, you know, goose and all the trimmings and trappings, and so that went on to the wee hours, and so that was a tradition for a while, we used to do that, but now my wife and I, you know, I have two kids of my own, so it's what has become a tradition for us is seafood on Christmas Eve. We do that. We get a lot of really great seafood and some champagne and stuff. And then we used to have a lot of friends over before children, but now it's just ourselves with our kids.
Well, we are going to talk music. Jimmy Rankin, we're in the Rankin family, of course, right? Jimmy Rankin on a Christmas tour. Tinseltown is the album. We're going to talk all about it coming up right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here back on the show chatting with Jimmy Rankin. You remember him from the Rankin family, right? Well, the group is no more. Jimmy's on a solo tour right now. He's been working on solo projects for about 10 years. So let's talk about that then. Why is the group no longer? What happened?
Well, you know, I toured for 10 years with my siblings, and we made a bunch of records. We toured all over the world, and we had really great success. And after about 1999, we just decided that we had accomplished pretty much everything that we wanted to do, and in a lot of ways more so. And we decided to go our separate ways. And so we did that, and I started my solo career in 2000, and released a CD in 2001, and I've been going steady ever since. You know, I have six CDs or so out. I'm working on another one, and I've just been going flat out. And it was a challenge to build a solo career, so that took a lot of work. You know, the Rankin's name carried so much for me, but then you have to convince people that you can do it on your own. And so I've been, you know, very fortunate. I've been able to, you know, make records and pretty much do what I've wanted to do over the past 13 or 14 years as a solo artist.
And now I mentioned that you're on tour. Right now, as we're talking, I think you're in the West, and then you're heading back across the country just before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Tinseltown, and I'm not talking about Hollywood.
Tinseltown. out as my Christmas CD, and it's the first I've made, first ever Christmas CD for me. And I was determined, I'd really put off making a Christmas CD for a long time, and I was really determined to write, have original Christmas songs on there as well as, you know, some standards. And so I think that was part of the challenge for me, because, you know, those iconic Christmas songs are so iconic and greatly written that, you know, I wanted to really have songs on there that stood up, that were even as good or if not better. So I eventually wrote five or six with my friend Patricia Conroy, and the first song we wrote was called Tinseltown. I was like, wow, this is fun, you know, I can write a Christmas song. And so that became the title track, and then after that, it was just a matter of picking all my favorite Christmas songs, and that was easy, you know, mm-hmm. And then some obscure ones. And it was a lot of fun to make a Christmas record. Of course, you make your Christmas record in the off-season, so you make it in May. Mm. And so the part of the trick, too, is to put yourself in that Christmas spirit mindset. And but I had a lot of fun making it, and, you know, I'm really proud of the CD. It's one of those I think you can put on and just have in the background as you know, at parties and during the Christmas season. And for me, you know, growing up, and I still do this at Christmas, I have my favorite Christmas CDs that I put on, and they just play all the time.
And the reason that we have you on the show today, even though it's not a Christmas CD, but Endless Seasons is what I play in my house when I'm putting up my Christmas tree every year, which I'll be doing tonight. So it's fitting.
Well, that's good. That's an old Rankin CD made. I think we released that in 1996. And, you know, it's amazing. I travel back and forth across this country, and people, you know, still remember those records. And they haven't had a lot of promotion, you know, over since the Rankins disbanded. But people still have their favorite Rankin songs. And I still do songs from the Rankin days in my set. You know, for instance, from Endless Seasons, I do... all the time I do You Feel the Same Way, too, which closes my show every night.
So, yeah, I know that CD word for word, Jimmy. I do.
Well,
I promise
cool.
You.
Yeah, I think it's a great CD. And you know, I think those Rankin CDs, like I said, I travel back and forth across this country, and people still, you know, ask about that music. They still play that music. So, which is, I think we really accomplished, you know, when we set out to make records, we wanted to make timeless records and make music that would last forever. And that's the feedback I've been getting. So, yeah, that song in particular, people play that at weddings and, mm-hmm. and parties and dances and everything, you know. So I think it really means a lot to people. And whenever I pull it out at the end of the night or wherever during the show, people always recognize it, and I get them to sing along to it.
But you know what? You are doing very well, because I know that you've got upcoming tour dates well through next year already, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just putting the finishing touches on another CD, and then starting up a tour in March. And I'm touring into, you know, the summer and into the fall and stuff, and then 2015, you know, I'm working on dates. Yeah, so my life is being planned ahead as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can keep in touch on your website, right? What's the address there?
JimmyRankin.com.
The tour dates, everything's on there. Jimmy Rankin, thanks so much for joining us, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Jeremy.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.